I'll read 2 more poems to you. Sure. I'll read Shiva and Parvati, and since we've gotten to this book, then I'll close with At Pleasure Bay. And I enjoy answering questions. We can talk afterwards if people are hanging around eating the traditional cake that we always have and buying my book and all of that. Shiva and Parvati hiding in the rain. My usual attitude towards poems is it's interesting to talk about them, but I never like it when you footnote them. Like, there's a hard word, there's an illusion here, I should explain. I once saw a very nervous student giving a reading, going over a poem before she's going to read it, and saying, and let's see, what else? This poem has a shopping mall in it. I guess everybody knows what a shopping mall is. Still, Shiva is the god of destruction and creation at once, and Parvati is his lady friend, and him, too. Shiva and Parvati hiding in the rain. Language of invasion, cloth of grief. How can I turn this wheel that turns my life? Plural, playful, coat of morning glory petals, bracelet of summer shadows, the double-budded god having their fill of themselves, she cupped in his lap, both wrapped in one cloak, her arm clasping his neck. Supplicants come, torturers and sufferers on the wheel, soldiers and scholars, artisans and lovers with words, dungeon and fashion, passion and onion, from Venice, ghetto, from Prague, dollar, stitches of captivity, inherited eye color or ear for music, of raper and raped, also this, also that. Coupled, the pair barely listen, turning to embrace beyond reason. Each is also the other, in touching, touched. Also the threads of rain, and also the wheel of the sky, also the foliage so delicate, only the torn-off wings of the green wood beetle could represent it in a picture. The rose-colored mother-father, flushed, full, penetrated and also penetrated, entering and entering, endowing and also devouring. Necklace of skulls and also ecstasy of hiding in raindrops, in the storm, their 8 sleek limbs and numberless faces, all spokes from one trunk. Interesting, both of the poems that you mentioned, Bruce, are uncharacteristically in short lines. Usually write lines that are more or less like a pentameter line, or almost that length, and those were both in this other shorter rhythm.